Genevieve's from California, Frank. Her birthday is January 17th, 1943. Well, hello, Genevieve. What part of California are you from?
I think we lost her.
We lost her. Okay, well, call back, Genevieve. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the weekend before the 4th of July. I hope everybody's doing well this evening. It's a beautiful night here in Philly, and it's been a rainy week, so it's been great to have a first day. I understand they're doing wonderful things down the shore. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and we are going to have a call-in show for you people to call in to ask your questions. And that's also very exciting. Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
Very good. Met some nice people this week, and it's just been a new adventure moving.
You just moved to the shore.
Yeah, a week ago.
How's the weather? Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, the weather's beautiful. Nice breeze. I mean, there was a few nights where we had a little rain, but for the most part, it's beautiful. I could see the ocean from my window.
Wow, that's a change. Last time you could see a flooded river that wasn't too clean, so it's wonderful that you see the ocean.
The old Passaic.
I know. I do want to tell people the number to call in. If you want to ask a question of Frank St. James, he's known as the psychic detective. The number here at BBS Radio is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Well, I'm excited about the 4th of July. Of course, I'm going to be on the road. I'm going up to New Hampshire, and I haven't been there in a long time. That's where my mother was born. But we're also having to really put out a be careful where you go this next week when you're driving, because this next week is the Grand Cross that's going to be very active. And I believe that either Mars or Venus is opposing Pluto. Is that right, Frank? It's going to be a really crazy time.
Well, this would be the time to definitely be aware and make sure you're looking on the peripheral, too, when
right.
you're driving, not just straight ahead and concentrate.
It's nice when you're driving on a trip to notice the makes of the cars around you, what state the license plate is, and then the color of the car. They say to do that. So I just did want to put that out to everybody. But again, I also want to put something else out. This is the time, after the new moon that we had on Friday, to make your dreams come true. And we're going to have an up show, so we're going to talk about what is it that you want to manifest and why do you think you've had a trouble getting there? And maybe Frank and I can help you take a step towards bringing that which you desire into your reality. Frank, I bet you're asked that all the time in your readings, aren't you?
Yes, and I always try to tell people really to make a simple plan and don't make it complicated. Just try to meditate on something simple. Always put a little calendar in it, in your visual. So at least you got a point where you're trying to reach. And
called setting a condition, which means you have to do it in a day and time. I'd like to have this by Friday, or I'd like to have this by next Monday. Because if you don't do that, Spirit could answer it 2 years from now, right, Frank?
That's right. Because you take an idea, goes through the conscious, goes down to the subconscious, and goes to your higher conscious mind. Again, if it's not simple enough, if it's complicated, you'll never get an answer. So,
but you might get some action. You know, I've been asking for this book I'm just writing, and it's coming out next week, to be made into a movie. And I've been asking for a long time, Frank, you know that. And yet, in the past 3 months, not only did I meet people that are very well known in the industry, but I was actually in a movie. Who expected it? It just came out of the blue. Well, it came from the visualizations, I believe that. And I bet I started them almost the time I met you, Frank, so it's been a few years.
Well, you've always had a good vision, and you always worked your vision, and for the most part, it's worked out for you, especially now.
I finally finished the book. The name of the book is Unlimited Realities, and it will be on the market within the next 2 weeks. We have a caller from Maryland. Her name is Donna, Frank, and her phone number is her birthday is December 25th, 1956. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. Do you have a question for Frank?
How are you? Yes.
And what is that?
I was involved in an accident, and I wonder, is the issue going to be resolved anytime soon?
You mean with the insurance company, Donna?
Correct.
Okay. What do you think, Frank?
I think you're in a perfect time zone. You're in numerology. You're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. It's called the year balance. You'll probably see results around the end of September, October. There'll be an offer that you won't like the first time, and the second one definitely is something you'll accept.
And remember, Donna, all insurance companies try to buy you out the first time.
Wow.
So hold out for your price, and you'll be okay. Oh, and that's very valuable to know, Donna.
Yes, be patient.
Yeah, we'll tell them that's not acceptable. Make a counter offer, and they'll probably come in the middle of it. So always offer higher than what you really want.
Oh, okay.
When you do the counter offer, if you want $100,000, say you want $200,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling.
Yes.
Frank, we have Polly from Florida, and her date of birth is June 16th. She just had a birthday, 1953. Hello, Polly. Are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have a question for Frank?
I do. I want to know what's in store for me the rest of this year. How does it look?
Make a specific question, Polly. No. It's a general question. I want a specific question, not a general question, either about love or about money or about relationships or about a family. What is your question?
I'd like to know, will the estate be through probate before the end of the year?
That's a good question. What do you think, Frank?
Well, you're right in a good section right now, because this is called the year of change. And as you're going towards the end of the year, you're going to get the influence of next year, which covers just what you're talking about. It's you're going to get rid of negative stuff as you go along. And incoming's your sixth year of your 9-year cycle. It's a Earth year. It's going to help you to negotiate and calm things down for you.
But not only that, Polly, let me just say this. Mars moves into Gemini this week. You're going to have action on this on this problem. You're going to have some action from the other lawyer or from whatever you're investigating. It takes at least 2 years for a settlement to happen, at least 2 years. So just know that you'll have some letters happening, you'll have some phone calls, and you'll have some news, and it should be within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So just keep right on going, right, Frank?
That's right.
Okay.
Good luck, Polly. Keep
in
touch.
We wish you luck.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Frank, things are changing so quickly as we go into this eclipse. But I'm kind of feeling like there's a downside on the other side of it for a while. I'm worried about September and I'm worried about October. Do you think there could possibly be a government shutdown?
I don't think so much a government shutdown as a more so on the money situation.
The banks.
And they're going to have to really act, as far as a shutdown, I think they're going to be very disappointed because they won't be able to. They're going to have to work through this.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm feeling 2007 all over again when all the credit cards were easy to get. We had no regulations, which, of course, had been lifted, and people were lent money that the banks knew they would never be able to pay back. It is a seller's market in the housing, at least where you and I live it is, and there's not enough houses to go around for people that want new housing. So that, in a way, is good. But there's a concern. And, of course, if we have a government shutdown, it means that there'll be no Social Security for people.
Well, I think the whole financial system is going, and actually I feel like it's already started, but that's really when it's going to hit. And they're going to have to start doing something because the Democrats really start to get down and really do their job right.
Recovering from their trauma. We got Genevieve back from California. Are you there, Genevieve?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth. Thank you.
And you're January 17th, 1943. What is your question for Frank?
Okay, my question is, as I'm going to be appointed as a trustee for a certain person's trust. The first two were terrible and they were removed. The third, a lady went in and she's already quitting. So I'm going to be appointed and I'm not a quitter. I just wonder how long will I...
Are you a family member? Are you a family member of the trust account?
Yes.
Okay, and that's always better. What do you think, Frank?
I think three times is a charm.
One, two,
and
three.
I like your persistence, and you're definitely a good organizer and negotiator. So I really feel that you're going to be able to pull this off. Where other people have failed. So I really feel good for you. I do. I don't, if I'm being honest with you, if I didn't, I would tell you.
But Genevieve, I'm feeling something else. I'm feeling that you're going to find one of those two trustees did something a little bit off color. And you're going to have an investigation into what was done and where things are. It might be an insurance policy. It might be some money in a different account. You're going to have to trace it, and that person could have some kind of a sanction against them because they did it deliberately.
No, I know. Believe me, I know.
So
I
be
know
on
who it is.
All right, good. Well, you keep in touch.
Will it take 6 months, 9 months, a year? We've got to get this closed.
Well, it probably will take a good 9 months because Saturn moves into Capricorn right on your sun in December, and that's a time when you'll be really working hard on this. So keep in touch with us and let us know.
Good deal. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Frank, we got another one. We got the lineup tonight. It's a summer night, and everybody wants to know what's going on. We have Barbara from the state of Washington, and her birthday is August 12th, 1964. Hello, Barbara. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Hello. I'm going to be a first-time grandmother, and my daughter, well, my granddaughter's due August 30th. And what I'm curious about is the pros and cons of being born around the time of a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse.
You want to answer that, Elizabeth?
Okay. An eclipse is powerful, but the eclipse is before the date of birth. As a matter of fact, she probably won't be born on the 30th. She could be born closer to the eclipse because babies are born on full moons and eclipses. I was born on an eclipse, on a double eclipse in Pisces. So I was very psychic. Hers is going to be in Virgo. So Virgo is the planet of work, hard work, good minds, mm-hmm. organization, but they also can be a little critical and persnickety. The one thing you have to worry about it is health, because Virgo rules health. I'm feeling that there might be a C-section. I'm feeling the baby's going to come about 7 days early, but I do know the baby will be okay.
Oh, good.
So you need to know that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Barbara.
Well,
we got another one. Cindy from California, and her birthday is August 16th, 1974. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. What is your question for Frank St. James?
My question is, I'm having a situation that affects my entire family that is really kind of bad and possibly dangerous, I believe. And I just wonder if there's anything that I can do to help any of us in this situation.
Is this something about a jailbreak or something about jail?
I don't know.
Okay, then. What do you feeling?
I don't know what has caused it.
I believe you're going to get some specific information on that within the next month. So it might ease some of your problems there, but you're going to get some specific information that might help.
Okay.
But Cindy, I want you to be careful on Thursday, the 29th of June. I don't want you to get drawn into a situation. Do not do anything that doesn't involve your lawyer. Do not go anywhere. Do not listen to a phone call that says, if you come, blah, 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 blah. You just don't do it. Be careful. Don't engage.
Okay, thank you so much. And is there anything that I can do specifically, like moving, or is there anything that would help in the short term, or is this something that has to resolve
itself?
What's
your concern, Cindy? What's your concern? What is it about?
I don't know what it's about.
Stalked? Are you being stalked? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, you're being stalked. Well, I certainly would.
But my whole family is also. Not just me.
What do you think, Frank? You've been involved with those things before.
Yeah, I'm. Like I said, have you been down to talk to somebody at the police station?
No.
Well, I think you should.
Okay.
I used to have a private detective agency. And sometimes when a type of situation you're in, people are just too afraid, you get to the point where you're not going to do anything, and that's no good. I feel it's more of a threat than action, but are they trying to get you out of the neighborhood?
Yes, but someone's trying to harm us, but we don't know who and we don't know why.
You've got to go to the police. And don't wait another minute. Go to the police, Cindy.
Okay. Okay.
No,
thank you so
waiting.
Much.
You got it. Thanks for listening to Let's Find Out.
Thank you, guys.
We have some more calls, Frank. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is psychic Frank St. James. And we are asking that you call in with a question, a focus question, please. Not just what's going to happen, but let's have a situation that we can really help you with. The number to call is 888-429-5471. And Frank, I have Cindy. No, excuse me. I have Anne from Arizona or Arkansas. I'm not sure which. And she was born February 20th, 1956. Are you there, Anne?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, and what state are you from?
Well, right now I'm in Arkansas, but I live in Oklahoma normally.
What can I do
anyway,
for you?
I have two questions. One's more personal and one is more planetary. The personal one is, a friend of mine said she can help me make more money by teaching me how to sell insurance through her program or plan, and I was wondering if I should do that. And the second one is, I've been reading a lot about this Planet X, you know, Nibiru, and these remote viewers say it's coming.
Cindy, there's two words for Planet X. I know you're not going to like it or believe it, but it's okay. It's called mumbo jumbo. Do you understand that?
Yeah. It's all funny.
Frank, she wants to know her question about whether she should work for the insurance company.
I think I feel that you should. I feel that definitely by September, are you going to be able to start now as far as training?
Well, I have to get my license and study on my own, and then I would have to quit my job. And she said, oh, no, it's worth quitting. You can make a lot of money. And
never quit your job until you know the other one you're comfortable with, and
right.
You don't quit your job. Don't
also, that's,
you need to know more information,
job.
Too.
You know, well, it's commission only. Commission only.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's not.
You don't quit your job. One. You work it on the side until you can get it going.
Right.
I hope you'll listen, Anne. I really do. Don't be foolishly led. I think the training is good, and I think the learning is good. You don't quit your job. Right, Frank?
Not just on commission. It's very tough. It's very tough.
Okay.
It's going to take you a couple years, really, if you're good at it, to make any kind of money out of commission.
And not only that, all the insurance companies are going through a tremendous transition right now. None
That's
of us
right.
know what's on the other side. That's like buying a phone booth as the cell phones were coming out. Everybody took a loss. So please pay attention, Anne. You'll be okay.
Right, thank you so much.
Take the training. It's always good to take the training, and then you build it as it comes to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay. So we're going to take a deep breath, and we do have another call holding, Frank. And I think this is wonderful that we can be so helpful to so many people tonight. We have Cindy from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is January 5th, 1963. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Find Out.
I'm happy to talk with you tonight.
Where are you from in Pennsylvania?
I'm actually from Bucks County.
Are you? That's where I live.
I know. I have actually met you previously.
Well, there you go. What is your question for Frank?
So my question is, the past year has been very difficult. There's a lot going on in my family. I work full time. I'm balancing that with raising a family, and I've now become a caretaker of my mother. And so I just am looking to see if there's any changes up ahead for the better, at least I hope for the better, in this space.
You know, I really feel it's a matter of trying to organize things, but I feel, you know, some relief coming to you around October, but it's going to be a little tough for a while. But as you get some kind of organized, you have any help from anybody else?
Not really.
No. Do you have brothers or sisters?
I do, but they live much further away. So it's harder for them to.
Cindy, you're in a wonderful state for the aging, and I want to tell you that it might be worth your while to go into Doylestown to the Aging Center and find out what's available. They are fabulous, just fabulous. Reach out to them. There's so many people that help in this state. This is a great state. So that might be helpful to you as well. Don't do it alone. Get some help.
And that's a great idea. That's the way to go.
My problem is I've hired help, and my mother is quite difficult, and she lets the individuals that I hire, she lets them go. So we've been through many different...
She's at the point where you have to get a lawyer and you have to do something called guardianship. If you take guardianship, and the man to call is Brian Price. He's wonderful. He's the most honest lawyer with integrity that I've ever met. Brian Price is in Chalfont, and you need to get guardianship of your mother, and he'll tell you how to do it. I think you have to go to Harrisburg for that. And once you have that, she can't fire anybody.
Okay.
Same thing. And you just have to take the bull by the horn. You know, as people get older and they know that they're weakening, they try to get power by making these decisions and putting blocks up. And to them, it's a way of staying alive. Just love it. You know you have to love it. You know you have to honor it. But you also know you have to do what's best. So see if you can get guardianship. That would be great.
Does she have onset of Alzheimer's?
I think she has, and it hasn't been, determined by the doctor yet, but I think that she has early dementia.
Well, yeah. You should be determined. You can have a blood test, and she needs to be diagnosed.
Okay. But you do see
relief
And that's when he can
constantly be angry, upsetting, annoying. They're scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
So you got to take charge.
And they don't want to lose their power. It's like taking the keys away from an elderly person for the car. You really do have to try to do it, of course, as lovingly as possible, but you have to be as insistent. And you've had some really nice people in there. That never should have been let go. Never.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
So she's going to get to the point where she can live on her own.
At least there's some hope. I appreciate, at least I have some hope that things will change come October.
And it will. And Cindy, do what you need to do. Get to the officials, go over to the Aging Center, and get yourself guardianship, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. That's what we're about, Frank. We've got to find out how to handle all of these things. We'll take one more call, and then we're going to go to break. We have Gretchen from Vermont, and her birthday is April 10th, 1959. Hello, Gretchen. How are you?
Hello.
Where in Vermont are you?
Paulette.
Say that again?
Manchester. It's on the
near Manchester
border.
Yeah, I know where that is. And what is your question for Frank tonight?
I've been listening tonight, and there's so many changes between now and the solar eclipse. I just wondered if he. I just wanted to be prepared, and if he saw any changes in my life or anything like that.
Yes, but is there any subject matter, changes with money, changes with home, changes with relationships? What are you asking?
Family. children. They're older though.
What concerns you? What about the future concerns you? As an individual, what concerns you?
Just as the three individuals, that they are successful and they're able to find jobs. They're just all graduating from colleges and able to pay their loans back.
Well, you know, that's really kind of down the line. We're trying to actually get one specific question. I couldn't say everybody's going to be successful. It's, you know, it takes time. You know, the way the market's going, I don't feel bad. I feel like two of them will connect right away. One's going to have some time to connect with a job, might even be home for a while. As long as you're strong and can give support, I'm sure in the long run that things will work out.
Just make sure that they're responsible, Gretchen. Don't baby them. Don't let them stay there and not pay rent. Don't let them stay there and not do chores. You should write out chores for everybody and have everybody pitch in to help. And that is good, okay. a good growing process, and it's good family way of knitting. Everybody has a responsibility. If you have to put it on the refrigerator, do so. But don't let them hide under the sheets and sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't do it. Make them be responsible.
All right, I won't. Thank you. And Elizabeth, I'm going to Amici in New Jersey this week.
I'll be
Thank
there.
You so much for putting that. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you.
I'll be at the Radiance Healing Table with Pujita, who's the highest healer in the world, and it will be wonderful to meet you, Gretchen.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's find out. Frank, why don't you give a phone number where all of these wonderful people, all of these listeners, can call you for a future appointment?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904.
And you know, we do these radio shows to introduce you to some of the best people in the country, Frank being one of them. And for you to hear how they approach an answer, to hear about their accuracy, and Frank is one of the most accurate people in the country, and then to follow up with a reading. That's the whole idea of being on the radio and of having people get to know you. So thank you, Frank, for being with us. And we're going to now go to break, and Frank will be back. And he'll answer more questions from more people. The number is 888-429-5471. We'll talk to you in a little bit. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 26th through July 2nd, 2017. Mars makes a helpful trine to Neptune on Sunday evening, but other than that, this week could be a bit troublesome. You have been feeling the Neptune influence for several days now. You may feel as if you're floating along with life as well as a peaceful attitude. The rough landing occurs as this week begins and continues through Friday, June 30th. Mercury makes four different contacts with other planets this week, and Thursday, June 29th, is the day to watch your driving and watch where you're walking. The Moon in Leo on Monday makes for an easy start to the work week, where you can be loving and creative. Tuesday through Thursday is more complicated, with intellectual Mercury making harmony and challenges constantly. Following last Friday's new moon, this is a great week for thinking about things in new ways, but not so good for rigid thought patterns. Tuesday is not a day for magical thinking. Just do your ordinary routine and leave your daydreaming and manifesting for next week. Although this is the week to make some efforts to support your spiritual mission on the planet Earth, you can open your intuition and practice compassion. This could bring you some necessary quietness within. Wednesday brings us a persnickety time with Mars in Cancer. Be careful with your words and don't become defensive. Watch what you say to others or trouble could brew. Thursday brings a face-off with Mercury and Pluto, so if you decide to sound off or express yourself, you could come to regret it. It's better to journal and keep your thoughts to yourself this week. Just be honest with yourself and in your communications, and the midweek will pass quickly, although you will probably feel a degree of mental exhaustion by the time Thursday evening arrives. The moon moves into social Libra on Friday to nicely begin a long USA July 4th holiday weekend. Expect another complication on Sunday, July 2nd that asks you to be extra cautious if traveling over the Independence Day weekend. Some dark places or dark people can intrigue you, but this is certainly not the time to be curious or get involved with them unless you want to get hurt. Lock your doors, especially if staying at a rental location on vacation, and be careful in rest areas while driving. July appears to be the easiest month to talk about so far this year, so be sure to get out and enjoy it. During July and August, explosive Uranus is within 1 degree of moving into the next sign, which is Taurus. Although Uranus does not yet begin his 7-year run through hardworking Taurus, you can get a hint about what is going to begin next May of 2018 if you tune in now. This also means that you get to look at what you need to finish or clean up since Uranus first moved into Aries back at the Japanese earthquake on March 11, 2011. Still, July is a pretty easy month as we all wait to see what that August 25th solar eclipse will bring as it passes across the United States of America. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or make an appointment, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'm sure that we'll have a lot more information as we pass through July. See you next week. And now let's get back to the show. Let's find out with Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com. for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, station 2 on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services,
New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I have been waiting for this dream to come true, when you'd walk into the mirror and become really you, and while dancing in your soul, share your sacredness with the earth, when you would awaken, child of the universe, living in your beauty, walking in your light, the courage to be who you are, how it gives your soul flight. And as you've claimed yourself, your dreams have come true. All you have dreamed of has been found within you. Oh, how beautiful. You are a dream come true. Oh, how beautiful. How
beautiful. Well, that was my wonderful friend from New York City, Elizabeth Hepburn, and she was singing Dreams Come True. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and Frank is here to answer your questions as we go into the summer months and head towards a full solar eclipse on August 25th. But I wanted to say something about dreams coming true. Summertime is a time to dream. Summertime is a time to be at the beach, to just journal, go in the water, and then at night maybe have a lobster dinner. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Maybe have a little bit of a party and then go back to the beach and reflect. That's what I used to do on Cape Cod. Go back to the beach and reflect and write down your dreams. And they do come true if you just keep following one step after the other. Don't give up. No matter what it is that you want to resolve, you will resolve it with the help of the divine if you just ask. And if you take a baby step, the divine is going to help you take some huge, giant steps. So that's how we can manifest, and that's how we can live more in peace and kindness and just following yourself, following your heart, and coming from your heart instead of a motive is the way to bring in more peace. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Frank is here, and we have a call from Anne, and she's in New York, and her birthday is February 11th, 1963. Hello, Anne. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hi, thank you.
What is your question for Frank tonight?
Okay, my question is, I'm looking for work in my field. I need to generate much more income than I've been generating, and the work I've been doing is pretty much drying up. And I'm hoping I'll get something sometime soon, but in the meantime, I'm pursuing just all kinds of jobs, and I just wondered what he saw about that.
What's your field, Ann?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, wonderful. What do you feel, Frank? She's an Aquarian photographer. That's pretty special.
I love Aquarians. That's my moon sign.
That's good. Oh, wow.
You're in going through a lot of changes anyway, and you got to continue to eliminate things that you just can't use anymore. And you'll get a little better input towards even August, but I kind of feel that you're picking up a job in the meantime. And once you do that, believe it or not, then you'll get, I believe, two prospects before September. But in the meantime, I would definitely stop banging down the wrong doors. Think different, and look for what type of photography now do you do?
Well, I shoot a lot of events, and that's very competitive, and I'm not making, like, celebrity events, and I'm not making any money at it anymore, and I have to stop. And I want to do more like documentary work or feature work for a newspaper or some, you know, I've done a little of that, but I want to get more of that on a regular basis paid.
Where are you in New York? Are you in the city?
Yeah.
Go around to like the Village Voice and other newspapers and see if you can do some work for them.
Yeah, I'm planning on doing that. I'm working on a website.
Yeah, but you can't work on a website. You got to use your Shoe Leather Express. You go by subway to their door, you knock on the door, and you ask to speak to somebody. You get to know people at the business.
Again,
yeah, I actually called The Voice, but they wanted a website. They said, we don't even talk to people without a website.
Yeah, but like I said, things are changing, and there is a way of finding out how you can promote yourself at this point. Like I said, I feel better towards August, but you might come up with some ideas to other people that you know. But like Elizabeth said, things are changing. Things are definitely not like they were before. And sometimes we got to use different routes to get what we need. Even TV, the documentaries. I'm sure they're looking for people like yourself.
They want to do. Right.
It'll work for you, Annie. Just keep going, honey.
Yeah, and you did see me getting, Frank saw me getting something in the meantime temporarily as I'm looking.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do, like more like that. I've actually applied for some things and I haven't gotten them, just to bring in more money, you know.
You can't apply online. You apply online and 2 days later you call and say, I want to make sure you got my resume. That works.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you got to extend yourself a little bit more, Annie. You got to extend yourself. You're in fear. And you just have to breathe through and say, this is what I'm going to do. I know this will work. Make a positive statement.
What you got going for you is your creativity. So,
would you say, I'm sorry, go what?
I said, what you got going for you is creativity. So sometimes we're able to create situations that other people can't. You see other things that other people can't. So, you know, just keep pursuing stuff. And try to come up with different ideas on approach.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We have one more call, Frank, and then we're going to have to close for tonight. We have Annie from Ohio, and her date of birth is August 4th, 1957. Are you there, Annie?
Yes, I am.
And what did you say tonight?
I was in a relationship that ended in the past year.
Okay.
Which I ended it, but I don't feel as though there was closure or that it is really ended. It's hard to explain, but...
Well, let me ask you a question. Number one, was he seeing other people?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, has he tried to reach out to you since you ended it?
No.
Okay, Frank, go ahead with your answer.
All right. Now you're talking to a man, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't go back. Don't even think about it. You made the right decision. You know,
I feel like I did, yeah.
You made the right decision. Give yourself a little bit of time. You're working? Are you working?
Yes, I am working. Yes, I am.
All right. Just, you know what? Concentrate on your work and let your energy settle down and don't let it bring in that negativity as far as did I make the right decision or not. Believe me, I've been doing this for over 40 years. You made the right decision.
And you know what, something, Annie? You cannot miss something that you never had. You never had this man. He was just out for a good time. So there you go. You might have thought you did. So don't miss that which you've never had. Think about your future and know that you're beautiful, bountiful, and blissful, and that you deserve only the best.
And try to picture the type of person, the personality that you like, and just set out that kind of meditation, and it'll happen soon enough. It's not going to be anything that you can go online with and pursue some of these characters because, you know, that's what they do. They just spend their all time online. And who knows who they are anyway. But I just feel that you're going to meet somebody, and it's not going to be something that you've been thinking about that day. And whether you're going for lunch or doing something, you know, on the outside. And I just feel that's the way it's going to happen with you.
It always happens in the natural way of living your life. And Annie, I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but you know, the moon is in Leo over the 4th of July. You could meet somebody this weekend if you're going to a party.
Oh, my. I won't be looking, but I'll let it
happen. No, you don't have to be. It's magic. It already happens. The energy happens before the action. So the setup to meet you will happen in the universe before you actually meet him. That's natural law.
Okay.
When you read my book, Unlimited Realities, you're going to see how that works. But it does work that way. Just ask your guides to bring you a loving, caring, truthful man who will care for you, partner with you, and support you in all you do. Right, Frank?
You got it.
Okay,
I hope so. Yeah, and one of the worst signs that I've seen a lot is even grown men, they didn't have a good relationship with their mommy. So they're insecure.
Wow, you hit that one right on the nose.
There you go. They really don't have any clue to what they want. They're suspicious of everybody, so they're going to fool around and get back at their mommy through relationships and hurt people. Yep. That's all they're going to do.
But that's not going to happen to you, Annie, because you're going to ask for a higher vibration. I want a man that brings me three things: honesty, trust, and caring. Honesty, trust, and caring. Those are the three main things that are coming in your new partnership. I do think you're going to meet somebody this weekend, but I also think there's somebody very interesting coming to you at the end of the year. So good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too, hon.
Okay, Frank, I'd like you to give out your phone number again, and then Frank St. James, the psychic detective, will be back with Let's Find Out on July 30th. So you can look forward to that night. And if any of you missed tonight, you can call us on July 30th, and you can also download the show tomorrow to hear Frank answer the questions. What is that phone number, Frank?
862-684-1904.
Say it one more time.
862-684-1904.
Okay. Well, Frank, have a wonderful 4th, and I hope you get settled down with your move. I want to come over and visit you and Joan, and I want to stick my toes into the ocean. So I hope we can do that pretty soon.
Well, it's a great view, and it's a great beach.
Okay.
Asbury Park. All right.
Good to talk with you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and tonight we are getting ready for our closing meditation, which we have every night that Let's Find Out is on the air. Tonight's meditation is opening your 8th and 9th chakra. It's very, very powerful. These are your invisible spiritual chakras, and they are the first two. And you can read all about what's going on with the new spiritual chakras if you go to Amazon.com and you ask for Elizabeth Joyce and my books. And this is the newest one that I've written, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. So get ready, and get ready to go into a very deep meditation. We will see you. You're going to be hearing Mark Dodish next week. I'm on the road, so I won't be available. But we're going to repeat last week's show with Mark Dodish, who gave us an awful lot of insight on the upcoming eclipse in August. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for listening, and good night.
Opening your spiritual chakras for the 8th and 9th chakra with Elizabeth Joyce. In the next stage of your physical body shifting reality is the merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismic colors, and dancing energy patterns will begin to emerge. Your body's chakra system can be viewed as an energy pattern of beautiful colors, circling clockwise in each of its 13 major energy centers. Imagine glorious combinations of reds, coral pinks, and vibrant light blues, red oranges, and pale glowing greens dancing together in a magical, marvelous way. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. Briefly, here is a description of why this is happening to you. Picture each energy center working in perfect harmony with every other one. The chakras, your major energy centers, are allowing your transforming physical body to integrate with its spiritual body and to function properly in these new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining and procedures, your spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth additional chakras online as soon as possible. The 8th, 8.5, 9th, and 10th chakras. These are four new centers that will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physicality. The physical body, walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven chakras, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Let us now begin to understand this changing life energy system of your chakras. The present understanding of the chakra system gives you 7+1 from the foot to the crown. The extra chakra, the foot chakra, or your zero chakra, is your earth grounding center, and it is located in the balls of your feet. Now, above the crown chakra are four more, numbered 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, your spiritual chakras, have always been a part of your human energy field, and it is to enable the individual to tune into his higher God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. The first chakra group, 0 to 7, your physical chakras, are meant to help you with your development in regards to the earth and the third dimension. They help you become one with the planet. Then, the next 5, 8 to 12, help you become one with the universe. Your awareness is slowly being moved away from your center, your own self, and being moved outward to encompass the larger framework of other people's life forces, realities, and divinity itself. In this way, you become more than you were before, and more perfect, too. As you stop focusing on yourself and begin to focus on these larger, expanded energies, you move out of your small world and step into a new area, the entire universe, where almost anything is possible. From a reality-creating standpoint, this movement in possibilities is very, very powerful. One of the things that the extended chakra system aids in is breaking down of the self within the confines of time and space, the third dimension and the fourth dimension. You begin to move outward into other dimensions and realities. To move outward into other dimensions and realities is to come face to face with the idea that the physical earth is just one place of many that you could have or can inhabit. There are other places and many more vast regions within our universe. You may have existences in other parts of the universe that are just as rooted as you are in your present earthbound location. There are other things that you do, lives that you lead in these other realities, just like you do here on Earth. And these things and these other lives are just as significant as your current physical life. Furthermore, when you begin to glimpse these other realities and see what is happening, a new picture of what is developing begins to take shape. You realize that all your existences are like an individual musical instrument in a great orchestra that you are directing and creating. You see yourself as a being that is able to transcend time, space, and the physical body. Each spiritual chakra, besides abiding in your own energetic development and well-being, helps you to touch a particular portion of this vast universe. Each spiritual chakra opens up a corresponding doorway to another portion of the vast greatness that is the Creator. There is a natural order to each chakra, just like there is a natural order to nature, in that the opening of one leads very gently to the opening of the next. Because of this ordering, these centers will awaken one by one, as your body allows. With each center becoming more alive, another higher one begins to spin in synchronicity with the chakras below it. There is a pattern to this opening, even if you were to observe it from a perspective of time. Generally, the eighth chakra center will open first, which remains in your auric field in the fourth dimension, with a delay before another expansion occurs. Then, after this delay, the ninth chakra, located at the back of your head, will open, hooking you into a new fifth dimension energy, with the 8.5 chakra acting as a protective filter. And, once opened, the 10th chakra will show just a glimmer of activity. At this point, the ninth chakra center, located 8 feet behind your head, will expand more. Then, when the 10th chakra actually starts to open, the 9th chakra center will experience another expansion, with the 8th chakra center expanding even further. The next level or octave will have the 11th chakra center expanding, with the 12th chakra center giving just a glimmer of activity. Then, as the process repeats, spinning clockwise in harmony with all of the lower spiritual chakras, it is a kind of a wave effect, with each center opening up and waving its vibrational energy down into the other centers, enabling them to open up and expand. The first of the spiritual chakras, number 8, sits above the 7th chakra about 2 feet and is still within the auric field. It is the energy center of divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness. It is also the chakra that holds your karmic residue, those energy patterns that you have held onto for more than one lifetime. When the 8th chakra begins to open up and expand, a new, deeper spiritual awareness begins to take shape, and you begin to feel this inside. The individual begins to sense himself or herself as a larger part of the community of people. This chakra is the gateway to other ideas, concepts, and abilities that are new for you. This center enables the individual to achieve out-of-body projection, spiritual perception, and spiritual wisdom. The spiritual chakras tell you that these abilities and ideas are larger than the physical life and the planet Earth. They go beyond the planet, solar system, galaxy, and perhaps even the universe. They are connected with the healing of the planet and the self in regards to the universe and becoming one with all that is. The 9th chakra is an interesting chakra in that it is in this chakra all the spiritual abilities lie dormant, waiting to be released and used actively in your outer and inner world. This chakra is known as the astral body 9th chakra center for knowing beyond sight. The color is magenta silver. The 9th chakra resides at the back of your head between the two occipital bones and is the heart of the universe. It is outside of time and space. It extends through the vastness of space and connects to the 8th chakra through the filter of the 8 1/2 chakra by a luminous gold cord. The color of the 8 1/2 chakra is amber. The 9th chakra is the blessed higher self, the universal body that has never been born and will never die. This blessed higher self holds energy that is prior to time, and it never enters the river through which time flows. It holds the entire soul prior to space and existed before the universe manifested. This is the self that never left the Garden of Eden. As the 5th dimension approaches and envelops the Earth, the shift in focus at this time is towards the divine, the universal energy, and the accompanying abilities that go along with it. Hence, a great deal of processing, work, and 5th dimension energy is now being sent to the physical reality to help the individual open up and to expand these energy centers. Each chakra must process out all the hidden blocks before the next chakra can begin to spin and open with balance and harmony, aligning with the other chakras. The 9th chakra sits behind the head and spins out to about 4 feet. It is the first hardwired chakra, and its fluid twin is the 10th chakra. The number of spokes that the 9th chakra possesses varies, like in the 8th chakra, and its exact number depends on how open the chakra is. These spokes range in number from 10,000 to 20,000. Each spoke is actually a filament, or a series of filaments. When most of these filaments are wired properly and the chakra begins to open, the 9th chakra emits a radiant energy that looks like a spinning rainbow. Depending on what skills a person is presently pulling out of this skilled storehouse for use in their outer world will determine the predominant color emanating from this chakra. Also, assigning a particular color to this chakra tends to be meaningless. The magenta represents superior strength and knowledge, and the silver represents the purification of this wisdom. If you haven't guessed by now, this chakra holds the karmic blueprint of each individual. It stores the skills and abilities that you have learned in all other lifetimes. This chakra also holds the key to your soul's destiny. The evolving human soul can be broken down into 3 main types or blueprints: the creator, the healer, the teacher. Any individual can fit into any one or more of these soul categories. The predominant category will determine where the soul is headed after the human condition is complete. It will also determine the slant of the lifetimes lived and process any residue for the individual and to bring forth the kind of skills that are stored in the ninth chakra. For example, the healer blueprint will be different than the blueprint for the creator. The healer blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in some kind of healing capacity, and the skills stored in that chakra will reflect his experience and area of expertise. Whereas the creator blueprint will have far more lifetimes spent in the creation of many things, like artwork, carpentry, organizations, families, etc., and there will be a great number of these skills still stored there. Realizing that this chakra can be one of three types comes in handy so that you avoid the trap of thinking that this chakra is not functioning because its energy output seems variable. There are subtle energy differences with each blueprint, and as you do more healing work with this chakra, you will become aware of the energy subtleties of each type. For example, you will find the teacher blueprint the most intense, for these individuals are slated to be working directly with the human community. Hence, these people tend to have a massive number of lifetimes and skills stored in the ninth chakra. As a spiritual chakra healer, anytime you feel a very powerful and full ninth chakra, you can recognize that this person has a teacher blueprint. The creator and healer blueprint are much less intense due to the reduced number of lifetimes that are required to be lived for the development of this blueprint. However, keep in mind that this is only generally speaking. The point is not to let the intensity of this chakra fool you into thinking that something could be wrong, especially if the first few people that you are working on as a spiritual chakra healer are of the teacher blueprint. Now, as previously stated, the ninth chakra is the knowledge base for the soul. It houses all the information and life experiences that are part of that individual. The individual accesses this chakra when he or she brings forth a past life skill that is presently needed. These previous skills become very important as the individual begins to awaken spiritually and the higher chakras begin to open. Many of these past lessons and skills must be merged in a kind of synthesis that cements together out of the lessons, human and spiritual, that the soul has endured. The soul then learns the true meaning of what is being accomplished from the entire human experience, and then finally, spiritual wisdom sets in. All is well and good with this chakra as long as these past lessons stored here are processed and completed properly. However, what occasionally occurs is that one or two of these lessons are not properly learned or put into perspective, and then the corresponding hardwire connection to this chakra is not complete. When the person goes to access this particular needed knowledge, it will either be retrieved incompletely or not at all. That person then cannot tie together the lessons from these experiences. Without a proper bond between all influences, the individual will be held back from ascending. A healing in this chakra may be necessary to properly wire up various aspects of the individual and to free that person from limitations imposed with the incorrect wiring. Once the filament is wired properly, the person will have access to this knowledge and then begin to progress on an upward and free, easy manner. The lessons on how to work as a spiritual chakra healer are presented in the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, by Elizabeth Joyce. Now let's begin the meditation to correctly open the eighth and ninth chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Make sure that your spine is straight and that you are very comfortable. Close your eyes and keep them closed until after the meditation is finished and Richard's music, which will continue on, is complete.
Take a deep breath. Visualize your crown chakra opening and spinning. Feel the 1,000 lotus petals shimmering and shining in their beautiful, vibrant violet flame along with some silver light. As the lotus petals of the crown chakra open, you will feel another sensation above the crown chakra, a clockwise spinning, and you'll be aware almost of an ultraviolet feeling. The color ultraviolet cannot be seen by the naked eye, but you could see some of it, an outline of it, as you have your eyes closed and are focusing above the top of your head. Clockwise, the eighth chakra is beginning to spin. As it spins, you feel the sensation of another body, your body, your etheric body, your transparency, the part of yourself that travels through space, time, and other dimensions. The eighth chakra is spinning, and you are feeling the harmony and the cording coming down to the seventh chakra, so that the body and the chakras below the seventh chakra are open and spinning in harmony with the eighth chakra. Let yourself sit for a minute and feel this beautiful experience. Now you're aware of a presence at the back of your head. You see the color amber gold, and you're feeling a light spinning. This is the eighth and a half chakra. This is the chakra that is the filter to make sure that the higher spiritual chakras do not interfere with the human body. To make sure that the higher chakras do not burn out the human body and that the energy needed is received at the proper time and not too quickly. You feel this filtering chakra spinning in a clockwise position. You're aware of the color amber. You feel a presence, a higher presence, behind that 8.5 chakra. These are the angels sent from the divine to guide the filtering. And now you begin to feel a tingling sensation in the back of your neck between the two occipital bones. This is your ninth chakra beginning to spin in a clockwise manner. The color is magenta silver. As you feel the chakra spins, feel it open like a cone, spreading out into the universe. During this sensation, you will also feel the top of your head widen and more light begin to come in. Allow this to happen. The ninth chakra is spinning, creating a vibrant laser light from the ninth chakra to the third eye. Feel the third eye begin to spin. The color is indigo. The ninth chakra's magenta is flowing through the pineal gland and the pituitary gland into the third eye, which then floats up to the crown chakra, creating a golden triad. Be aware of this energy. Notice what's happening to you. Notice that your body is being aligned. The spine is even straighter. The chakras are spinning in harmony, and you are drinking in the new energies from the divine. The fifth dimension energies will make you aware, will guide you in your spiritual travels as well as in your spiritual growth. Feel the light coming down through the eighth chakra, around to the ninth chakra, up to the third eye, back to the crown. Then from the crown, down through your seven chakras, and down your legs to the bottom of your feet. Feel this alignment, feel this light converting you and your awareness into the knowledge of the fifth dimension energies. Sit for a moment and allow these sensations to fill you. Now let's expand out to your auric field. You're noticing another strange phenomena happening. You have had in the past three levels to your aura, and now you are feeling a fourth one forming, giving you a circle of light around the body. It is a golden amber circle of light, the fourth auric level of the body. Within the fourth auric level of the body is the eighth chakra and the ninth chakra. Even though the ninth chakra spins out and beyond that level, feel these sensations now as your body expands, beginning to filter out any of the blocks that are holding you back. Ask Spirit to expand you into the fullest knowledge possible of these chakras. Let that happen. Feel the spinning. Stay with it for a few minutes as you listen and drink in Richard's music. Now we are ready to release the chakras. Feel the ninth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the eighth and a half chakra pull away from the back of your head and spin out to the universe. Feel the eighth chakra spinning out into the universe. Feel the crown center, lotus blossoms coming together as a closed flower and then spinning out into the universe. Release your chakras. Release them so that they can go out and gain more energy and come back to you when you are ready to begin this meditation again. Take your time. Surround yourself with an expansive white gold light. Beyond the auric egg, this expansive gold-white light reaches out into the universe to protect you, to guide you, to keep you healthy, well, and secure, and also to become the filter of new knowledge as the fifth dimension energies begin their work around your body. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel the oneness with the universe. Feel the oneness with our galaxy system, reaching from the sun all the way back to Pluto. Feel the aura going around the galaxy system. Feel the galaxy system do a shift and align with the center of the Milky Way. Say hello to your sister galaxies, to other worlds beyond other worlds, and to the great universe. Ask the universe and our Creator to bring you into the protection of the divine. Know that you are one with one. Know that you are one with all of your sister galaxies. Know that you are one with the universe. Know that you are one with the divine. Feel and sense that this is a magical, wonderful, miraculous process. Your body is healed. Your mind is healed. Your chakras are aligned. The oneness with the planet and all of the people and the animals on it, as well as all parts of nature, are now one with you. As you think, so others are affected. As they think, so you are affected. You are one. You are that. Bring all of this knowledge into the center of the heart chakra and know that you have done good work. You are now walking with the fifth dimension energies and opening to the heart of the divine.